Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello and welcome to a very special Hayley Quinn broadcast today. I have the best guest ever for you. You're going to learn so much. And this is a crazy idea I cooked up on the train down to Cornwall, where I'm from, for Christmas. And that was to get my grandmother, who is the grand old age of 93. So basically, she was a young woman during the Blitz and the war, youngish. Yeah, she's giving me a look. So I thought what would be really fantastic is to get some advice and get some advice and inspiration about what dating and love and men and women and relationships and society was like all that time ago, because I kind of believe that we're missing something now, and maybe we haven't got it right or as right as we had done at certain points in the past. So welcome to the show, Nanny Moo. Yeah, say hello.
Hello, I'm Nanny Moo.
Amazing. So what I want to say is, just to begin with, can you tell me a little bit about what dating was like during the war? Did people go on dates with one another, or if you went on one date, was that it? Did you have to get married to the person?
Oh, certainly not, no. You went on a date. The idea was then, of course, you courted, didn't you? It's not like it is now, all over and done with. No, you courted. You went on several dates.
And what was the courtship? What kind of things did you do on those dates?
Dancing. Ice skating. Mainly that, really. Dancing and ice skating. Because there wasn't much eating. You had to go out with the older men to get the eating.
Oh, right.
Because they knew the clubs and that. But if you went out with a young fella, you usually went dancing. Or that. And there was the pictures, of course. But
And what were the men like back then? Do you think they're better than the ones we have today?
Well, I don't really know the ones we've got today, do we? I do think the ones today expect a little bit too much. And I suppose those who were caught in at the time, it was a different generation. They didn't expect, did they, to go out and get what they wanted on one night? They didn't expect that, did they?
No.
So, of course, they wanted it. I suppose they had to work at it. But as I'm afraid, I was brought up to know that, well, if I wasn't a virgin, I wouldn't get married. So you didn't throw it about.
And do you think that was good advice?
No, not later. No, because I think perhaps I had tried it out before I got married, where it was I was married and, of course, married to him. And then in those days, you didn't get divorced, did you?
No. Nope.
No divorce in those days, not so easily. You just had to grin and bear it, didn't you? And which we did. I mean, the women did everything and the men just went to work, didn't they?
Yeah.
Not like today. Men will turn their hand to most things, but not then. No.
And what was it the women like? What was considered beautiful? Or was there anything? Because you had some sisters, right, that they were meant to be, weren't they quite
They were beautiful.
The beautiful.
I was the plain one.
Right.
Yeah, I was a plain one. I remember. I saved my first money up. I went to the Guinea shop. There was a Guinea shop, and bought this coat. I can see it now. Green tweed with up here, do it with fur around, just a colour trimming of fur around there, nipping to the waist. Very slim, and that. And I bought a hat, brown hat with two bobble fur and the eyes veil on it. Oh, I thought I looked like in this picture. But when I got home, my sister put it on, and my sister was full faced, beautiful blonde hair, lovely green eyes. And my father said, "Oh no," he said, "is yours all right?" He said, "You'll never need a veil. You're different to me." I dashed upstairs, sat down. My mother came up afterwards. I said, "It's quite all right. I'm not bothered." I said, "I'll have more boyfriends than she'll ever have. She's no personality at all. I've got more personality in my little finger than she's got in the hand." And that's true. That's what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
I always thought my personality was the best bit. Do you think personality is more important then if you're a woman than just being good looking?
Yes.
Yeah, to be a good flirt?
Yeah, only to a certain extent. You've got to not go too far, unless you'll become a teaser. You mustn't do that. But no, I think so, yeah. Personality lives with you all your life.
Uh-huh.
I have personality now, have I not?
Yes, you definitely do.
Right then. But my looks have gone, have they not? Your looks go, don't they?
Right.
Well, there you are.
Because character never dies, you know?
No.
It doesn't.
No. And also, if you've got personality, you're not relying on your looks. If you're relying on your looks, you don't bother. But if you've got this personality, you still are bothered. You want to know this, you want to know that, and you want to know something else. Mm. And so you go on learning, don't you?
Yeah.
And the finest thing in life is trying to learn people.
Mm-hmm.
That is difficult. That's difficult.
I think most people aren't observant enough, or they don't really listen or pay attention. You know, I think most of the time your intuition is there, and it's hitting you around the head.
My mother said, told me once, that there's something good in all people,
mm-hmm.
and that you must see everybody's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't now. People talk to you and think, she's no good, she hasn't got this, or she hasn't got that, or she can't do me any good. I don't think people are interested in people now.
No.
They're interested in, will that person help me? Will I get anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it now. Well, that's no.
Interest in status.
You don't need possessions. Possessions are no good. Possessions are no good. You need people.
Yeah.
People. You get to know people and learn people. And, you don't like them all, but then you don't have to carry on with them if you don't like them all. But if you make a friend, well, they're a friend for life, aren't
mm-hmm.
they? So that's it.
And what do you think are the most important qualities that you could look for in someone to have a long-term relationship with?
Oh, that's a tough word, isn't it? That's tough, really. I think you must be able to talk on every subject under the sun. And don't be afraid to say very often that you love one another.
Mm.
Usually with marriage, a normal marriage, that sort of dies, but I think with my last parents, it never died. You must be able to say you love it and show you love it.
Mm.
Don't be afraid to touch.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to touch. Don't be afraid to pass the person you love and put your arms around them as you pass by and something like that. That's what I like.
Because, you know, back in right now, you know how people, they meet on the internet, basically. Then they meet up in real life at a convenient midpoint destination. And they wonder why it isn't
people
romantic.
Now seem to... How can you make a date on the internet? You don't know if the person's lying to you or not.
Right.
You've got to
it's quite difficult sometimes if someone's lying to you or not, even in real life.
Well, yeah, but at least you see a person's face. You can see if a person's lying. They might look away.
Mm-hmm.
They might touch their face or something. But on the internet, they can tell you anything.
Right.
Even put on a different photo.
Yeah, they do.
I know they do.
That's the thing. It's called catfish. You pretend to be someone you're not.
I think if I was a young person, you've just got to go and meet clubs. They think they've got to go all this dancing or binge drinking. Why can't you be a volunteer here or there? You don't know who you're going to meet.
Right. I think you should do more of what is that you love and you're interested in and you care about.
Yeah.
And then speak to people and be interested in other people.
Not only that, if you meet somebody that you're interested in and they're interested in you and you've got this background of something, what you've done, it's going to carry you through life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people do that. Right. Well, I'm gonna wrap this podcast up. I know what you're probably thinking. You're probably thinking, I want to hear more of the Nanny Moo podcast. Can we have her back on next week rather than the Hayley Quinn? She's saying no though, so you've only got it this once. So you better make the most of these pearls of wisdom. I think what's important is sometimes to, you know, I think what you're saying about doing things in real life, meeting actual people, being interested in people, doing stuff in your life that you really, really care about, and not being afraid to, you know, say what you're really thinking and feeling. Because I think then you attract the people that you're supposed to attract, you're supposed to get on with.
Too many people now just want romance. They just want to go out with somebody and things like that. They don't really want to get to know somebody.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, funny enough, that's what all my talks are about. Get to know yourself first.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then maybe get to know someone else. And romance.
Love yourself first.
Yes.
If you're happy with yourself.
Yeah.
It's half the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're not trying then to be somebody else or meet them because they might lift you up the ladder or anything
like
that. No, no, no. Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Always be yourself.
Yeah, it is that old advice, but it's true advice if you take it the right way. And I think also if you be yourself, you know what? You don't tolerate rubbish from other people because you love your own life and you love your life independently. And you know what you want and you know what you're looking for in people. So often I think it's not about going on another rubbish internet date. Instead, stay at home, read a book, do something constructive, think about yourself. And you know what? By the end of it, you're going to probably actually be much closer to meeting someone amazing. But it's been really interesting speaking to you this week. And I'll be back again next week with another podcast. As usual, I produce my podcast for free in my spare time. So if you could share it, subscribe to it, comment on it, send it to someone who you think would be interested in this, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I'll see you again next week, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.